بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب المبين.
إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين.
Since my childhood, you have always cried for Joseph. My life may come to an end, but it seems your weeping never will.
Crying for a son who has 11 successors is hardly common sense. But I am weeping for someone in whom all my dreams have been realized. And until this separation comes to an end, my weeping will never cease.
What is the reason for appointing Yuzar Seef to the palace chamberlain position? A position which requires experience.
Since the day Hanifer became ill, all palace affairs have been run by Yuzar Seef. He is both a good chamberlain and a wise advisor. I've never seen a better consultant.
A consultant? So, One can consult Yusar Seif if necessary.
God grant Hunifer eternal peace.
To which god is Yusar Seif referring?
You wish to see me?
Lady Zuleika has summoned you.
I'll come shortly. You can go. What is the matter, Sitinen?
I don't know, Excellency. She won't calm down. Why did she stop?
What can I say? Kissin knows why. She's the one who stopped, not me. Ask her.
But she isn't able to talk yet. Thank you, Excellency. May the gods bless you.
I don't think he believes in gods. Yusar Seif says, how can the gods, whose trousers strings are tied by others, protect himself, let alone anybody else?
You've become an infidel, Mimisabu. What are you saying?
An infidel? No, I didn't mean that. It's not what I say. It's what Yusar Seif says.
Can the gods really protect someone? Excellency, Yusar Seif is waiting.
Tell him to enter. You wait outside.
Greetings, Lady Zuleika.
I envy Excellency Potiphar, you know. Because whenever he wishes, he can benefit from consulting his wise advisor. And yet, I cannot.
I do not recall ever disobeying my lady's summons.
In the past, you would ask me how I was doing. But lately, you're more inaccessible than the stars.
I am on Earth, my lady, and at your disposal. Tell me what I can do.
Very well. I'll not waste the Chamberlain's time. Sit. I will tell you. A noblewoman from Thebes has committed adultery. I heard it a few moments ago. It upset me. What do you think that woman deserves? Or what I mean is, how would Yusar Seif judge that woman?
To judge, more details would be required. For example, one must know if her adultery has been revealed, if she admits it, or if she's embarrassed that she's been exposed, if she is a slave or a free woman, if she has children or not, if her husband loved her and expressed his love for her or not, if her husband provided her with everything or denied her what she needed, what her religion is, and many other questions.
So many questions for a judgment. It's no wonder Potiphar consults you in everything.
As long as there are no answers to these questions, one cannot judge fairly.
I don't know the answer to any of these questions. I only heard she was in love.
Don't believe it, my lady. Love is sacred, and a lover is never disloyal.
Love is the heart's doing. It knows no reason or logic.
The lover never allows impurity to enter the holy sanctity of the heart. One mustn't interpret caprice as love.
Tell me something, Yusasif. In your life, have you ever... fallen in love?
I have.
Who is it?
The one who guided me to the real deity with his love. My father.
Who told you to enter? This is not a stable for animals.
Certainly, my lady. Of course.
She's become old, but not wise.
She loves you and considers herself privy to your privacy. Or she wouldn't enter without knocking.
Never mind. I have a question, but you may choose not to answer. Is there anyone who has ever loved you?
Yes. The love and affection of people around me have had no result for me, except pain and suffering. My aunt. Because of her great love for me, my brothers became envious and turned against me. And my father's love caused me to be dumped in a well and become a slave.
No, I didn't mean that kind of love. My question is regarding the love of women.
Then no, my lady. Sometimes I feel the weight of their stares, but I pay no attention to them.
Very well, then. You may leave. I'll ask about that woman. And if necessary, I'll consult you again. I feel the weight of their stares, but I pay no attention to them.
Is there a problem, my lady?
He has forgotten he is a slave. He implies he is completely indifferent to my love.
He is right. That's the answer the noblewoman who falls for a slave deserves.
We'll see. From now on, I'll be totally indifferent to him as well.
Why not throw him out of the palace? I think you should expel him.
What about Potiphar? Can't you see how much he likes you, Yusasif?
Then you've made the right decision. Treat him the same. Be indifferent.
Get ready to prepare an elaborate feast. I want to drown myself in revelry. Yusasif has made a mistake. I'm going to keep my mind and soul so busy, there'll be no place left for him. This feast was thrown so that you may enjoy yourselves. I would like for you to have fun and be happy.
This family denies the gods. They insult Amon. they beat the commander of Amon's soldiers. Do you want to know what I think? I think Zuleika is having an affair with her Hebrew slave. They say she keeps a handsome slave in her house.
You still hate Excellency Potiphar after 10 years. Your husband was once punished by Potiphar, and you want to defame Zuleika.
Your laughter shows you don't believe what I say.
We have heard some things, too, but they're hard to believe.
All right. Come with me, then. May I ask Lady Zuleika a question?
Anything, as long as it's not about the old dispute between Potiphar and the temple.
No, it's about your Canaanite slave.
What do you want to know about the slave?
Nothing. I just wanted to know where he is. I've been looking everywhere, yet I've been unable to see him.
Did you come here to nose around, or did you come here to enjoy yourself? Perhaps Sank Mahu or Paddy Oman sent you here as a spy.
Here, have some. This is for you. Take some. Take some. Here. Please. Please have some. These are for you. Please. Help yourself. Please have some more. Thank you. Here.
Why are you upset? We have heard so much. We just wanted to see him. Is that a problem?
If I were Lady Zuleika, I would hide that handsome slave behind 1,000 locked doors so that nobody else could seduce him.
Where is he really? Won't you summon him?
You see, I told you.
She wouldn't be so upset if it wasn't true. You mean she's having an affair with her Hebrew slave?
You don't resemble at all the noble women or aristocrats. You resemble more the simple Syrian and Canaanite shepherds, not heirs to the Egyptian civilization.
I searched everywhere for you. Why are you sitting here in the dark?
I want to be alone.
What about your guests?
May the god of fire burn them. Send them to the west.
My lady, you must come inside. Do you know what they are saying in your absence? They poison other people's minds.
This is all because of you, Sarsif. Either I must remove the memory of him from my mind and my heart, or I must wipe him from the presence of the world.
Can you do such a thing? Can you wipe him off this world?
You mean I killed him? No. I can't do that.
Then expel him, my lady. You can do that.
Not with Potiphar liking him so much. He doesn't want to lose you, Sarsif, especially so soon after losing Hanifer.
What about a voyage? What do you think?
Being far away will undoubtedly clear your memories of him.
Prepare for a voyage to Memphis and the Delta of the Nile. If we can't send you Sarsif away, then we will send ourselves.
Mimi Sabu, go and get some clothes from the clothing store. And some food from the food store.
Excellency Yuzarsif, we are grateful. If it weren't for you, we would still be living in the cold, dark chambers.
May the gods keep you safe.
Go to your mother. If the gods could do anything, they'd save you from these conditions. This little change is because of God's mercy, not the gods.
Which god does he talk of?
I'll tell you later. Lord, Joseph is not without thou. Everybody is not without thou. Lord, leave Joseph not to himself for even a moment. When the angel of revelation does not appear, I feel lonely.
Oars in the water. Start rowing.
beautiful place. Many times I have come here with you, and it's still never boring.
I don't understand why, but it is dreary this time. It was more pleasant in the past.
A pearl! My lady! A pearl!
Look, my lady, what a big pearl!
It is beautiful.
Seeing such a pearl used to excite you, my lady. But now?
Because I had never seen a more beautiful gem.
Zuleika, what is the matter? You don't seem happy.
I thought I would find peace when I was separated from him. And yet the pain of separation is more difficult than the pain of closeness.
It has still only been a few days. I'm sure you will forget him soon.
The more time passes, the more he occupies my mind. I fear I'm losing my mind. Tell them to return.
Just let a few more days pass. And if that doesn't help...
We are returning to Thebes. Prepare the boat.
Back to your places. Prepare to leave.
Mimisabu? What's the matter?
Oars in the water.
Are you going to resume standing in every corner of the palace, looking wishfully at Yuzarsif?
I won't give up until Yuzarsif gives up. but I can't do it alone. You must help me with this.
I will do anything to please you, my lady.
And nobody must find out about this.
You have my word, but... what if Yuzarsif doesn't accept, despite all your efforts?
I will kill him.
I welcome the return of my beautiful lady to the palace.
Thank you, my Lord Potiphar.
I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yes, it was a good voyage.
Welcome back, my lady.
Thank you, Yuzarsif.
Excellency Yuzarsif. Lady Zuleika is waiting for you in the palace. Yuzarsif asks permission to enter.
Greetings, Lady Zuleika. I welcome your return to the palace. I hope you had an enjoyable and memorable voyage.
It was lovely, Yuzarsif. Thank you for your welcome. I would like to hear a report on the palace affairs and the events during my absence.
Nothing important. Although we made extra efforts to clean the palace. The servants' and slaves' quarters, that was in a very improper condition, was restored and renovated. Some changes in the servants' clothes and some modification in their food and clothes stores have been done. The full report will be given to you later.
You've done so much work in the short time I was away.
Nothing more than duty has been done, my lady.
Your efforts are praiseworthy indeed. As a token of my gratitude, I will give you the pearl our divers found on this voyage.
I consider it my duty to do the palace chores. I am always indebted to your and Excellency Potiphar's kindness.
Take it. It's for you.
Thank you, my lady.
I don't know if it's a sign of politeness or indifference that Excellency Chamberlain is always looking down.
No, my lady. It is simply that a servant must always be modest and shy before his lord.
You were never like this before?
I was a little child before who didn't know how to behave like a servant.
I preferred that childhood closeness and honesty to this adulthood politeness and respect.
Time necessitates its own manner. Yuzar Seef has learnt from your politeness and respect. I know nothing else.
Sit with me. I want to remember you as a child. The time when I used to nurse you. Will you not sit with me?
Excuse me, my lady. Some palace affairs are as yet unattended. I will leave to attend them if my lady permits.
All right, then. You may leave.
I don't understand. What did he mean by my lord? You or his own god? Did you see? How clever. Such a glib tongue. He interpreted his indifference and haughtiness as modesty and politeness.
Wherever he goes.
Mimi Sabu.
Yes, Your Excellency. What can I do for you?
You've returned. Was it a nice voyage?
Both yes and no. It was good only when the Lady Zuleika was happy, but when she became grouchy, we said goodbye to laughter.
Go to the bazaar with Rodamon. Sell this pearl and buy mattresses and blankets for the servants.
Lady Zuleika gave that to you.
Yes, but I don't need it.
It's a precious gift. You should keep it.
I don't need it. Take it. By the way, why did you return so soon?
We returned? They returned us. I don't know what happened. Perhaps Lady Zuleika remembered her beloved husband, Excellency Potiphar.
Watch everything. Particularly Karimama. And tell me if something happens.
Is there a problem?
I'm worried. Danger is imminent. There are people scheming devilishly.
Damn them. Who is it?
One must take refuge to God from the plots of the lustful scheming woman.
So then. It's a love story. All are justified in falling in love with Excellency Yuzar Seef. She is blameless. It is Excellency Yuzar Seef's fault that he captures hearts. The sinner is the one who doesn't fall in love.
Stop it, Mimi Sabu.
I'm serious. Is there anyone not entitled to fall for a beauty such as you?
My beauty is like the song of a bird, which has caused the bird to be captured and caged. But a sparrow, because of its ordinary sound, flies freely wherever it wants and is never worried about being captured.
If my gods could do something, I would surely pray for you. But it seems your god is more powerful.
Yes, my god is omnipotent. Don't doubt it. But I don't know why he hasn't paid attention to me in some time. No messenger, no message, no dream, no inspiration. I feel I've been left hopelessly between sky and earth. When a man is in danger, he needs a rope to grasp. He needs a shelter to take refuge in. I wish my father were here. He knows well how to fight schemes.
My lady. Didn't I tell you I wanted to be alone?
Yuzar Seef has gone to see Excellency Potiphar, so it is a good time if you want to see him.
Oh, my mirror. Get me my mirror.